Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
When Associate Professor John Kennedy from the University of Kansas went to China in 1994, he uncovered an interesting phenomenon. Despite the one-child policy, he met a number of rural families with up to 4 children, including many daughters. The villagers told him that their girls were unregistered and the government didn't actually know about them. China formally phased out its one-child policy last year, and John Kennedy has been able to use recent census data to confirm the villagers' stories about these so-called missing girls. Welcome to Iron Breakfast, John.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Take us back to 1994 when you first visited China and saw this phenomenon. You stayed with rural families whose daughters were essentially non-citizens or not classified as citizens.
Yes, I was with my Chinese colleagues and I, and we were living in villages basically to get a better sense of village life, local governance. And when the villagers we were staying with, we noticed had more than 1, 2, 3, up to 4 children. And they would introduce their children by their names, except in this first case, they introduced the first child by her name, and they introduced the son, who was the youngest, by his name, and they introduced a middle daughter by the non-existent one with kind of a wink and a smile. And when I asked about this, they said that the first daughter was registered as a firstborn. The second daughter was not registered. And the son, who was the third child, was registered as a second child. Because at that time, you were allowed to have a second child if the first one was a girl without a fine.
So obviously a lot of research pointed to the impact of the one-child policy being infanticide or abortion, which ensured that male babies were the ones that survived. Why wasn't that the case in rural areas? Why was a different approach being taken by families?
Well, that's a great question. During the 1980s and 1990s, sex-selective abortion and infanticide did occur.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
When Associate Professor John Kennedy from the University of Kansas went to China in 1994, he uncovered an interesting phenomenon. Despite the one-child policy, he met a number of rural families with up to 4 children, including many daughters. The villagers told him that their girls were unregistered and the government didn't actually know about them. China formally phased out its one-child policy last year, and John Kennedy has been able to use recent census data to confirm the villagers' stories about these so-called missing girls. Welcome to Iron Breakfast, John.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Take us back to 1994 when you first visited China and saw this phenomenon. You stayed with rural families whose daughters were essentially non-citizens or not classified as citizens.
Yes, I was with my Chinese colleagues and I, and we were living in villages basically to get a better sense of village life, local governance. And when the villagers we were staying with, we noticed had more than 1, 2, 3, up to 4 children. And they would introduce their children by their names, except in this first case, they introduced the first child by her name, and they introduced the son, who was the youngest, by his name, and they introduced a middle daughter by the non-existent one with kind of a wink and a smile. And when I asked about this, they said that the first daughter was registered as a firstborn. The second daughter was not registered. And the son, who was the third child, was registered as a second child. Because at that time, you were allowed to have a second child if the first one was a girl, without a fine.
So obviously a lot of research pointed to the impact of the one-child policy being infanticide or abortion, which ensured that male babies were the ones that survived. Why wasn't that the case in rural areas? Why was a different approach being taken by families?
Well, that's a great question. During the 1980s and 1990s, sex-selective abortion and infanticide did occur.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.